These are the Daily Tech headlines for Monday, September 7th, 2020. I'm Rich Stravolino. The Internet and Mobile Association of India announced that 15 digital content and streaming providers have agreed to the Universal Self-Regulation Code for online curated content providers in a move to head off potential regulation. Signees include Viacom 18, Disney Hotstar, Amazon Prime Video, Netflix, MX Player, and Geo Cinema. The code would have each content provider establish its own three-member advisory panel that would hear appeals from viewers about complaints regarding content. This panel would be made up of two executives of the service and one independent advisor who cannot be employed by the company. It's unclear if India's Ministry of Information and Broadcasting has approved the code. Facebook confirmed that it's testing integrating Instagram stories directly into the Facebook app. These stories would be denoted with a pink and orange circle around them, while Facebook stories will carry a blue circle. Only users who follow someone on Instagram and have linked their Instagram account to Facebook would see the stories, and users must opt in to see the stories directly in Facebook. Instagram already supports cross-posting of Instagram stories to Facebook stories. Following complaints of unfair commercial practices, Italy's Competition Authority announced it launched an investigation into cloud storage services from Apple, Google, and Dropbox. All three are being investigated for potentially problematic terms of service, including a lack of valid consent for commercial data collection, sweeping rights to interrupt or suspend service, liability exemptions for data loss, and prevalence of English over Italian in contract language. Dropbox is also being investigated over terms of service regarding how commercial customers can withdraw from contracts. A report from the U.S. Federal Communications Commission estimates the cost of removing Huawei and ZTE equipment from small telecommunications networks in the U.S. at $1.8 billion. About $1.6 billion would qualify for federal reimbursement if the U.S. Congress appropriates the funds. The report only covers carriers that receive universal service funds to provide subsidized coverage in underserved areas, so the real overall cost is likely higher. LG confirmed that it will reveal an upcoming phone called Wing at an announcement event on September 14th. This will be the first device released as part of LG's Explorer project, meant to discover new ways to interact with mobile devices and challenging established user norms. A teaser video for the event shows two videos rotating into a T-shaped configuration, and the Korean Herald previously reported that LG was working on a phone with a main display that swivels into a horizontal configuration to reveal a secondary screen. Withings announced the ScanWatch at CES earlier this year. Like previous Withings watches, it offers fitness tracking, continuous heart monitoring, can take echocardiograms, and measure oxygen saturation levels within a design similar to that of an analog watch. The ScanWatch adds detection for atrial fibrillation and overnight breathing disturbances. Those last two features have now received clinical validation and regulatory approval in Europe, clearing the watch for sale in that market. FDA approval for a U.S. launch is still pending. The watch comes in two sizes, a 38mm model for €279, and a 42mm version for €299. Google Magenta makes AI-based tools to help the creative process. It's made tools before that help you compose melodies or sketch cats. Now an intern with the project, Vibert Theo, created Lo-Fi Player, which lets you interact with objects in a web-based 8-bit room to mix your own soundtrack. Theo used human-made bass lines, drum beats, and other instruments, and wrote four melody options. Machine learning riffs off those melodies to generate new ones when you click on the radio in the room. Click on the TV, and machine learning interpolates between two melodies to create a new one. Then you can fine-tune from there. One click on a cat in a window, for example, and the melody automatically changes. Click on a guitar on the wall, and you can add a bass line. Click on the piano, and you can add a piano. There's also a YouTube channel where you can type commands into chat to change the music along with the rest of the room. Twitch announced that it will shut down its livestream karaoke platform, Twitch Sings, at the end of the year. The company says the shutdown was made to allow it to invest in broader tools and services for the platform's music community. Twitch said it will release 400 new songs for Twitch Sings before the shutdown, but said that it will start pulling videos and clips on December 1st to meet contractual obligations. Huawei announced its Harmony OS back in August 2019, which has been available to consumers only through Huawei's smart TVs so far. The company confirmed that it will release a new version of Harmony OS at its 2020 HDC Developers Conference on September 10th. According to Huawei's consumer group CEO Richard Yu, the company has developed a smartphone running Harmony OS and could release it as early as next year. Yu also said that Harmony OS will come to smartwatches in 2021. And finally, LG confirmed that some of its 2018 smart TV models will be updated to support AirPlay 2 and HomeKit. The company also announced that the Apple TV app has been released for all 2018 OLED and Super UHD LCD TVs. LG previously tweeted out that it had no plans to update pre-2019 TVs with AirPlay 2 and HomeKit, although that tweet was subsequently deleted. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.